I love this gospel. I think it's one of those gospels that is so familiar to us that even at the beginning of the story, we already know how the story is going to go. Because of that, I think sometimes, I know for me, this week I was looking at a variety of different teachings and writings and interpretations of this particular parable, because I was trying to find something new. I was trying to look at it and draw something out of it that I hadn't drawn out before. Most of the commentaries about this particular parable focus on the characters in the story. And they challenge us to sort of figure out who we are if we were to be one of the characters in the story. I see three particular characters. We have the one character of repentance. That is the son who squanders his father's money, his inheritance, and recognizes the wrong that he had done. So he turns his life around, comes back to his father. The other son represents the character of resentment. He's angry with his younger brother, and rightfully so. But then there's the character of reconciliation, the father. The one character, if you look at the disposition of these characters, he is the one character that is filled with abundant joy. Both brothers, whose focus seems to be rooted on things of the earth, carry that burden with them. And because they're carrying that burden, I suggest to you that is why they're unable to embrace the abundant joy. In the beginning of the story, this father is so disconnected from the earth and worldly things that when his youngest son, insults him by saying, "Father, give me my inheritance. Give me what's due me," as if to wish the father dead, the father simply divides his inheritance in half and gives half to the son without batting an eye. I think that catches the attention of the listeners of Jesus in this gospel, but I think it needs to catch our attention as well, because it just doesn't seem to make sense that the father would give the money to the son as requested, especially after so grave an insult. But I would suggest to you the power and the joy that exists in the character of the father is what allows him to just say, "Take it." And we see the son, after he takes it, he pursues a life of what he thinks is happiness and abundance, only to find that it's spent and gone. The other brother, who is surrounded by abundance and has abundance available to him 24/7, is angry at the younger brother, so angry that he doesn't recognize the abundance. And so his power of joy is spent in resentment. So often we can identify with the character of the prodigal son who comes back, or with the older son who's resentful. But I want to invite you this morning to identify yourselves with the character of the father. Identify yourself with someone who wants to put aside the weddedness we have to the things of earth. Put those things aside and don't let them disempower you from the abundance of joy that comes from an experience of forgiveness, both giving forgiveness and receiving it. This past week in the parish religious education program, the students had the opportunity on Tuesday evening to celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation. So after celebrating the sacrament, we came back to the classroom and I debriefed the sixth graders on what that experience was like going to the sacrament of reconciliation. It was amazing. It was amazing to see the freedom that these young people felt because they had the opportunity to hear God say, "I forgive you. I forgive you for your failings." I think, unfortunately, the sacrament of reconciliation in our Catholic culture today is underutilized, undervalued, and underestimated. I've heard lots of people say, "You know, I don't really feel the need to tell somebody my sins. I know God forgives me." That's absolutely true. But there is so much value in the exercise of humility, of coming to someone, being honest about our weaknesses, and seeking forgiveness for that. And then to hear God say to us, "I forgive you." This season of Lent is all about us recognizing our human weakness. Here at St. Genevieve Parish, we have opportunities to celebrate this sacrament of reconciliation. I want to encourage all of you to consider that as we enter closer to the season of Easter. The joy that comes from our ability to forgive and to be forgiven is more powerful than anything on earth. That's what we celebrate in Lent and in the Easter season. Jesus Christ surrendering all of his earthly power to death so that we could be forgiven and we could enjoy eternal life with him.